few supplies. The only real little hot spot, which he considers as local now, is at Pontoon with Military Region 2. The situation around Hue is so quiet that they've sent an additional regiment from the 1st Division down into the southern part of Military Region 1 and are recovering Hue territory.
Our country is the only country that can handle
all the way up almost to the buffer zone where the railroad forest tracks are. One track goes over to Van Buren, and one comes all the way down to Hanoi. That's the intersection. That's the story right here, where they transfer from the train to the trucks. Going further south.
Where is it? What is this?
comes, you know, they can fall off a couple of thousand feet.
You can have shorts.
You know, Mr. President, when that pilot's up there directing the flight attendant airplane, they're firing it at the same time. He's apt to make some mistakes.
Building and building defensive armor, having supplies, so I think he's going to
what you've done has put a crimp in the world, has it not?
Yes. But for the private law, if you get into the damn hard arguments on that, I mean, you know what guys like watching you preach and so on. It's a hell of a job because they'll pull out your briefing of a year ago and they'll pull it out of the year before that. And geez, the figures are so much greater in those years than they are this year. That you have it all the time with it, Mr. President.
Bill Christian, I saw something.
You get into that argument and when they've got the figures on you and it...
It's all business. I didn't know that, but, I mean, the input of fresh brand every year
was the last year's comparison.
Well, the point was the infiltration, just to leave out what was happening, the infiltration.
Was substantially higher now. Is it higher than a year ago? No. But a hell of a lot higher than it was. In other words, they were infiltrating for some purpose.
Because no 100 tanks were coming down south.
Yeah, but you see, they, in order to replace the tanks they lost, they needed about 500.
Right.
In the south. So they only have
still 100 tanks.
I think on that.
But I mean, my point is that you go up there with those damn committees, and even Stennis, geez, when you're preaching him on the pictures, he goes back and his staff gives him the figures from a year ago, 2 years ago, and he asks those questions.
Like I said, Melvin said that we shouldn't raise it. I agree. We shouldn't raise it, but it'll be raised initially. And I think we ought to not be too defensive about it.
No.
I think that we can establish that there was infiltration.
Just going on their merry way. That's the point I think you can make.
But Mr. President, I just so everybody understands this, I've been giving these briefings to people like Stennis and the rest of them. And if they come back with you and they hit you on the fact that we were putting in more tonnage and we were on our enhanced bus, and I had to get funds from them on that work, and but we did a better job than they did. The point is that I think that we've done a better job than they could even possibly have done as far as supporting the South Vietnamese on equipment, on supplies, on POL, on ammunition, on aircraft, on tanks. Every way we beat them.
Everybody remembers just one thing about the country bill up front. Those migrations left behind, really, I'll go back and say this. How many predicted their April offensive? Not many. And it was a hell of an effective offensive. That's what people do around that invasion.
And that's what they were good enough to do again.
Screw up the next day, and so the North Vietnamese, and it was up and down, and it was that, they withdrew it the next day. Then they threw in 17 language checks. Then they came in with some understanding in relation to our prisoners. Then they tabled the protocols.
Relation to our prisoners now. This is
I'm going to read this transcript that you read because I haven't read it.
No, you didn't. Henry gave me a briefing on it.
I gave a briefing.
Went through the whole idea.
It was a briefing. It was what I gave you.
You have a transcript
of that last
day. That last day. Well, just read that.
I've sent it over.
Sullivan has got it.
Just read it. Read
the transcript.
And when I went over that with Henry, you see that gives a much different impression than we had here at the time. At the time I wrote you a little memorandum, I didn't have this information. So when we got back,
we wanted something.
Yeah, but I didn't have the information.
I think it'd be good if you remember you said that last stage transcript you thought was really the one that's the most, you thought the best proof of it.
Leave the impression that they've returned to the bargaining table as a result of it.
I'm not going to have to testify. We can't look at forever. And what I am doing now, Mr. President, is having prepared a statement which we could use if we decide to at the appropriate time, possibly go to the House Foreign Affairs Committee first, and maybe the Foreign Relations Committee second, in executive session, which won't say any more than we've really said before, with a little more specificity, particularly about the protocols and what we're working on and all of that we can talk about. And we can see, we can have Henry approve it so that it's clear that there's nothing we say in there that's going to embarrass again the negotiations, but at least we'll give the House Foreign Affairs Committee and send the Foreign Relations Committee a feeling that we told them something. Why don't you think that? Well, I was, as pursuant to our discussion, I've been pushing off as long as we can. I haven't decided, I'm thinking about it in terms of Wednesday or Thursday next week or later if we can get away with it. But I think somewhere along the line, we've got to go up and tell them something. We just can't. I mean, Henry Greig Schumann and we tell, so they rely on that, but I keep Schumann about four laps behind. But the Cunners of Schumann is about at the level of, he's a lack of
Right now is pretty tough. I was with our old chowder. say that we did a good job in this bombing. Thank you.
should not be MACD. I don't think it should be anymore. I think it should be you, General. In a very political, matter-of-fact way, rather than in terms of saying, well, we really kicked the shit out of these bastards.
I think one way is, as a theoretical candidate, take some of their allegations. Henry said, don't show all the very pictures to anybody, but take a couple of their allegations and demolish those, and that tends to leave the impression that they're going to extend as polls. POW camps is a good example.
Well, that was not trying to make it seem that give us your judgment on it tomorrow, because you watch it. Bill, you watch too. You got it.
But I think if we're going to do it, we ought to do it tomorrow rather than do it when you get it.
Oh, yeah.
If we do it, it's got to be.
Should come about, and I think the decision would be to continue that.
serves a useful purpose in that respect, too. That meeting, the strategy is approved, and that's a, don't you agree with that? Now, the only, I do think on the congressional side, that to the extent that you have trustworthy people, that you certainly can talk to them candidly about, you know, where we stand.
It's about 3 out of 500.
Well, you know, but I'm speaking as Spanish, as native Arab, so forth. I think you're very right. You're very right to do that. And if you find anybody, if there is anybody on foreign affairs, foreign relations, you can talk to them, whether you can talk to them, I don't know that there is.
Well, we can't have any time to do that, but he's good that he's right now himself.
You know.
But
we have to do different things. You've got the congressional posture, you've got the public problem, and so forth. Do you have any other thoughts in that respect, Henry?
No, I think of the fact that problems in the negotiations, there's as we said, that better off
we are. Yeah, we all know that.
Well, I'm just saying what they can do now. I mean, they would take some of the congressional heat the hell off of me, frankly. That's what we're talking about. I mean, I'm the guy that's going to get it. I mean, I have to see these bastards on Friday morning. Again, Friday night.
I think on that, Mr. President, we have to be careful too. How strong those are. There was a story yesterday, and it was going to be addressed to them, you know. But we got to be careful about those stories. Either Henry and I are not going to brief the appropriate committees.
I tell you what,
I think the way to do it.
Let me tell you,
say goddamn thing.
Let me tell you how that went. For example, it just showed you it's one of the smallest. Now, probably is doing it. Okay, Jerry Ford's operation. See, he's having a seminar for the 40 new Republican congressmen. Consequently called around and said that we have briefings from everybody. And he called the White House and said, here. And they said, oh, yes, you can have a briefing. But Early was going to brief him. Schultz is going to brief him. So we're not being briefed on this sort of thing. See what I mean?
I've canceled. I had a lunch day set up with the senator for 3 weeks today. And I canceled it just to avoid any impression.
But you see, that's what that was. It was just this
guy. I'm not briefing the congressman.
Ford wanted a briefing room.
Yes, but I mean, we don't get into the negotiations.
Right. My point is, Mr. President, we have to be careful.
Yeah.
But we do.
That we all
get jealous if they hear that Henry has lunch with somebody.
Yeah.
Everybody else gets mad at him. think we have to say anything too much now. But we'll have to in another 10 days.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
You know, maybe we're going to have something to tell our people about that soon.
I've got to find out what I'm supposed to say.